I cooked it for a amount of time. I think. But if the lemon bars don't turn out, beep, 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 we're getting lemon pound cake again. Beep,
beep. 40 a week and I spend it on my head. Follow me like sheep till I crush some Cartoon Network. Tripping over and you're stuck up on the grass, I can't handle it. Losing all my grasp, I can't answer it. I don't really know what's going on. She bet like photo bomb. She like cookies tag alone. She won't hold up on my hand. She gon' pause up on my song.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromny. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie in a couple of weeks. Also join the Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. You can give us your movie suggestions there. It is still spooky month. Technically spooky bear month, 2 weeks in a row. Because this week's movie is Ski's movie, and it is Cocaine Bear. Came out this year, 2023. It is currently on Amazon Prime if you'd like to watch it. It has a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb, and a 54 on Metacritic. Let's see. It stars Keri Russell as Sari. Did they ever say her name? I don't even know the mom. Keri Russell plays the mom. Aiden Emmerich plays Eddie. Aiden Emmerich was Han Solo in the Solo movie, by the way.
Star Trek.
If you
love
didn't
it.
Recognize him. Yeah, yeah, Star Trek. Exactly. Beam me up, Scotty.
Trek Wars, I thought it was.
Yeah.
Ice Trekkers?
All right, we did it. Yeah. We did it, folks.
Yeah.
Give us the fucking podcast award. O'Shea Jackson Jr., Ice Cube's son, played David. Ray Liotta, in his final movie, played Sid. Matthew Reese, with a pretty funny character in this movie. Do you guys know who Matthew Reese is?
He was in Lost, right?
British actor. He was in the...
He was in Americans.
Yeah, the Americans, oh, with Keri Russell, right?
Yeah. Tomato, and tomato.
I think
they're married.
I'm not sure if married together at least.
Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty sure they're married. They have kids and stuff. But anyway, he played the guy in the plane who jumps out and falls to his death and loses all the cocaine.
That was at least the most 80s you could get right there, that opening scene in the plane. If you're doing a lot of blow and you're kicking, you know, blow off a plane, you're dancing around and spinning and cracking your skull
and dying
as you die, you jump out of the plane. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Also, 80s was Keri Russell's tracksuit. That was also very 80s. Yep. Let's see who else was in this. Jesse Tyler Ferguson played Peter, and then Margot Martindale played Ranger Liz. Movie is written by someone
You missed the best guy in the movie, Isaiah Washington.
Isaiah Whitlock.
Yeah, he played.
And then the guy from Modern Family was in it.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson. That's who I said.
Yeah, did you say?
That's who that is. Yeah, yeah. She.
Shit.
He even said shit in the movie, and he didn't say it that way. I was like, what a wasted opportunity, man.
I'm sure anything he's been in the last 20 years, can you do it? Can you do the shit?
Did David Simon trademark that with The Wire? Like, so he wrote it out. He wrote shit, and so he can't say it. He trademarked it.
Nope.
Let's see. Movie is written by Jimmy Warden, who has not written shit else. He wrote a movie called The Babysitter Killer Queen. That's a movie, apparently. And he wrote it. And this is the other thing he wrote, which is crazy. Movie directed by Elizabeth Banks, which is kind of a big deal. Elizabeth Banks, she has directed Pitch Perfect 2, Movie 43. She did Charlie's Angels, the 2019 one, but you'll know her from acting. Like, she's been a big actor for a long time. So budget for this movie.
Stick to acting, Liz.
King hates this movie. Budget 30 to 35 million. There's a ballpark one on this one. It's a big swing, $5 million, but anyway, maybe that's why there's a strike going on right now. Am I right? Box office for this.
Strike's
movie.
Over, didn't you hear?
Oh, the writers.
But writers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not anybody else. Box office 89.4 This was a very well marketed movie. And so lots of people went and saw it. The story of this movie is, it's kind of like, was it Tom Cruise who was in the movie where he was the pilot who flew the drugs or whatever? Like, I forget what that was called. Was it like it was like American something or whatever. I forget what it's called. Anyway.
But yeah, it was like working for the CIA.
Yeah. So it's basically that movie, but the guy hits his head on the plane and falls out and drops all the drugs in the middle of a forest. And a bear gets it and eats it. Well, and instead of what happened in real life, which is the bear dying immediately because, you know,
I think it lasted a day or so.
Bears aren't supposed to eat cocaine. This bear went on a nice little rampage for a few days. And that's what the movie's about. And it's several random groups of people who come together and encounter the bear, basically. So
pretty much.
All right. All right, King. Let's get into it. Why do you hate this movie? I'm very curious.
Because it was marketed as, oh, cocaine bear, zany, wacky, oh, over the top. And they made it like a serious movie. Like, it wasn't zany. It wasn't wacky. It wasn't over the top. It was terrible.
You know?
Didn't like it.
You know, you have a point.
I am the point.
Because this movie was marketed as a dumb movie, and there were lots of dumb parts, don't get me wrong, but they very much tried to make it a wholesome movie as well. So whereas we watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey last week, and we had probably one of the more fun podcast episodes we've ever had, just discussing how dumb that fucking movie was. And you know what? We knew the movie was going to be dumb. We knew what the movie was going to be before we watched it. And sure enough, it was fucking dumb. Cocaine Bear should have been dumb, right?
Like, it's supposed to be a dumb, you know, not a horror movie, but, you know, a gore, whatever you call them, a gore movie was what I was assuming it would be. It had it.
A little bit.
Just not to the level that it should have. And I think that's because the budget was too high. This movie should not get $35 million to be made.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They had to justify spending $35 million on this.
Exactly.
And something else too, like, if the bears are going to win in the end, like, if the bears are
going to, which they never do.
If the bears are going to be alive in the end, like the mama bear and the baby bears were alive at the end of the movie. If that's going to be the case, then nobody else should live. Nobody. Nobody.
Well, the bear, I guess it does some, but the bear doesn't really like indiscriminately, like just go around murdering. It does a little, but for the most part, it's, you have cocaine, I'm going to get near you and you're in the way. I'm like, get more cocaine. So I'm going to fucking hammer you. Like the guy from Modern Family he fell in like a pile of it. So he had it on his body. And King, how do you not love that scene? He bites the guy's leg off. It falls to the ground. And the bear like takes a bump off like his leg that there was like cocaine lying on it. It just takes a rail off it. I mean, that
it
was might
have been the best scene in the movie. I can't lie.
Yes.
So here's another thing they did in this movie that I thought they weren't allowed to do. They showed kids eating cocaine, like
they did.
Children. Like I remember hearing like a long time ago, there's like a rule in Hollywood where if you introduce somebody doing something with drugs, there has to be consequences or something. So like if somebody's drunk driving, there has to be something bad happen to them while they're driving drunk. It's basically, it's like an unwritten Hollywood rule or something. These kids ate cocaine and nothing bad happened to them.
Like, I mean,
she got a cut in her ankle, I think. And that was it.
Can you eat cocaine? Does that get you high?
Sure you can.
Yeah. I mean, Matthew Reese did it at the start of the movie, rubbed it all over his gums or whatever. That's a thing, right?
It gets in your system. That's for sure.
I mean, okay, Pablo Escoski. Oh my God.
Pablo. Okay, that whole thing was just an excuse to say Pablo Escoski.
You got it.
I know your game, Trebek.
Oh, I've been found out.
You have that like on a piece of paper in front of you. This no is paper. Bullshit.
No issue box. By the way, issue box, Alex, Palestine or Israel?
We've been over this. Do I need to do anything else other than solving systemic racism? Come on, man. I can't fix everything.
Fair enough.
Why don't you guys fix something every once in a while?
Too much effort.
Yeah, sounds a lot like work.
I'm white. Doesn't matter.
We're watching Cocaine Barons there instead.
Is this a real thing in real life? If it's black attack or no, if it's black fight back, if it's brown lay down, is that real?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what the saying is. And then like if it's a grizzly, you're just dead pretty much.
You're fucked. Yeah. So like the one thing you don't do with any bears is run, right? Ever? Like that's the thing. I don't know.
I'd run away from a black bear.
Yeah. Because you're supposed to like do the big like
bear.
And then they run away. Yeah. Because bears are faster than us. I'm trying to learn after watching this movie, I'm trying to learn some safety tips for if I encounter a bear. So
yeah, like if it's a brown bear, you're fucked.
Yeah.
If it's a white bear, you are extra fucked.
Yeah, that bear will eat you.
So, but if it's a black bear, get out of here. Just throw it a fucking strawberry. You're fine.
Is the idea with brown bears is you lay down and act dead and then they just like push you around to get bored?
They say that. Yes.
Is that the thing? Yeah. Okay.
If you want to do that, go for it.
Yeah.
That does not sound fun. Yeah. That sounds like what happened in this movie when the bear like was coming down and fell asleep on top of the dude.
Yeah.
That's when he found out it was a female. That's when we all found out it was a female. Because the bear's vagina was on his ear, as he said.
Whoa.
He said it. Hey,
it's a quote.
Han Solo said it in the movie, my guy. Like, what do you want from me?
A true Trekkie.
Yeah, true problematic Trekkie. Yeah. Okay. Conversely, what did you enjoy about it, Ski?
So, from watching last week's movie, the acting was, so much better.
Yes.
The highlights of this movie for me was the kid. The kid was the best part of the movie. He was funny.
At the end
of the movie, he's walking around. It's like, we got to go to rehab. You know, we're one hit, we're in, or something like that. I was saying
that after this movie was over, too. It's like, it's so cool how good kid actors are nowadays, man. Because that kid was hilarious. Like, funny throughout the whole movie. And really, like, one of the few actually, because he had one-liners. Like, they gave that kid one-liners throughout the whole movie, and he delivered, baby. He delivered.
What do you have against Kirk Cameron and Macaulay Culkin? Jeez Louise.
You would name those two as well.
I mean, they're the same person, really, morally.
Basically.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because, like, the Ice Cube's kid, O'Shea Jackson, and, like, that group, like, Han Solo's not funny. They were trying, the guy they were, like, walking through the woods with, he was, like, supposed to be the humor, I guess, to it.
He was okay. He was all right.
He was okay, but it wasn't great enough. Yeah, but that whole storyline was just, I mean, it's the main story, more or less. It's not finding the kids is kind of the side story in this movie. It was the drug guys trying to go get the drugs back. And that was the worst part of the movie.
The drugs guys? I was going to say they could have just focused on that part and not had the kids part. Like, because kind of, I understand like the kid was the funniest part because he had all the one-liners or whatever, but like you could have focused that somewhere else because I don't know, because they had these a bunch of disjointed storylines that they sort of put together around the bear, and I don't know that we needed that one. Like, I get Carrie Russell's in the movie, so she's going to be a draw, I guess. But I don't know, man. Because the daughter was in the movie right at the start, and then you didn't see her until the end. And so I don't know.
The movie was just too jumbled for me to make.
It was.
I was on board with some of the gore, like some of that early gore was good.
Yep.
You know, the guy from Game of Thrones, the big dude at the very beginning, him and his like fiance are walking through there. I was like,
yeah, I don't think that's the guy from Game of Thrones. No,
he's just the big bearded redhead. No,
sort of just
mountain or something.
Not the mountain. He was one of like fighting on the other side of the wall with Jon Snow and shit. But
you know nothing. About Jon Snow.
I thought that was like that was setting the table. I was like, oh, all right. I thought it was gonna be just a terrible gore funny movie, and they kind of went away from that. Yeah. And like you said, try to make it a serious movie.
You know what they should have done with that guy? Because he comes back around at the end. He gives him the flashlight, and they go into the cave to find the girl. And by the way, find her right away. Like right away. Which again, you know, they could have drawn that out. It could have not been an hour and 25 minutes, which it was, which is great. Nice work. But what they could have done with that guy is because he's in the first scene in the movie with his wife, and his wife is the first person to get eaten by this bear. So they could have had him get revenge on the bear in the end because the bear was a dick. And then they introduce like that the bear has two babies, but the babies are high on cocaine too, man. Like, and they're also out there killing people too.
He should have gone and killed those baby bears and wore their fucking fur around to try to get his revenge.
What I'm saying, he should have killed, maybe not the baby bears. I'm not going to be on a podcast saying they should go around killing baby bears, but
they're drug addicts, right? Isn't that the thing? All drug addicts would die. That's what.
Hey man, they don't have a chance for redemption. I don't know.
Nope.
They didn't kill anybody like the mama bear. That's all I'm saying.
No, they did.
Yeah. They.
Do you guys remember what Mystical said about bears? 1990s rapper Mystical said about bears.
Speaking of problematic.
No. Yes, very. But very. On his On Da Spot rap, he said, "If you ever see me fighting in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear. Because bitch gonna need it.
Bitch gonna need it.
Bitch gonna need it." Yeah. I mean, I think they could have put a better fight against the bear. That's all I'm saying.
I think they should have.
A little bit of cowardice.
No one really fought the bear at all.
The bear at any point.
The whole movie. No.
They could have shot the bear at any point. Like when the cop was on top of the pagoda, and like the other guys were below, like
Abe Pagoda.
Yeah, was on top of Abe Pagoda. Two of them had guns loaded at that point, and could have shot the bear at any point.
But well, the cop he said, "Don't shoot
in these bear movies."
Yeah,
he's like O'Shea Jackson could have walked up to the bear, shot it in the head. His friend would have been fine. Like, I mean, it would be a lot to lift a bear off. By the way, bear lays down on a human. That human is dead. The human's dead.
Not missing.
They don't weigh that much. No.
I was thinking that when they were in the ranger station and the bear was on top of the door on top of the guy, like that guy's legs are powder.
All right. So I forgot about that guy. I could not take that entire scene seriously. Because that's the stupid guy from those videos of like working at IKEA, like, and yep.
Don't like my customer service, then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I it ruined the movie for me at that point.
Was it satisfying seeing him get killed though?
I actually did like that scene of when they get off in the ambulance and the bear chasing
the ambulance. Yeah, and jumps.
I did like Martindale just shooting that guy in the head too.
Yeah.
She's aiming for the bear, just like, oh.
Yeah.
My bad. But This series, I wanted Pooh, Blood, and Honey to like be like more like this because they wouldn't have taken it serious and it would have made it so much better. Because this was doing everything right. They just managed to ruin it.
It's weird because I don't necessarily feel I can go along with you on like the ruin part. Like I did have problems with like a lot of stuff in this movie, but I laughed a bunch during parts in this movie, which maybe it's like relative to last week where like that movie was such a shit show that it was, you know, whatever.
How many milligrams was the edible?
Yeah, I know. How much actual cocaine did I take before I watched this movie? it's not sustainable, by the way. You got to have more as the movie's going on too. I just FYI, pro tip.
it is indeed a marathon, not a sprint, contrary to cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Also interesting is the fact that this is Ray Liotta's last movie, and his last scene in a movie is the bear ripping out his intestines and feeding it to the baby bears, and then him getting thrown off the waterfall, which I thought was interesting. Like it was weird watching Ray Liotta in this movie because like I didn't know, like I think a lot of us, we had no idea anything was going on with him. Like we had seen him in things like pretty recently, and so you could sort of see in this movie, it's like, oh yeah, he sort of does look like he's starting to fail physically, and it's like, oh shit, well that sucks. But he was still Ray Liotta in this movie, and that was cool to see. Pretty classic if, Liotta.
If this movie doesn't take place in the 80s, is it worse in your eyes too? Because I did enjoy the 80s aspect to it. I mean, the music was good in it. I like I said, what they're wearing and shit like that was all good. It just, if this was like set presently, I just don't think it works as well.
Yeah. And you know, like this movie was pretty inconsistent because like there were really cool scenes in this movie. Like when they're in the Ranger like hut and she starts like checking her pulse and you could like hear the and then that sound effect is tied to the guy like discovering the bear in the room and then getting scared and running off and being tackled or whatever. Like that shit was cool. And then like the close up on Margot Martindale as she pulls it up and goes bear. Like that was cool. That was like well done, creative shooting. Like nice job, Elizabeth Banks. And then there's the rest of it, which is sort of jumbled and thrown together and just awkward. I don't know. And you know, this movie was marketed as what King was saying, which is a over-the-top, like, ridiculous, zany, yeah. Ridiculous movie.
Kazoos! Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wouldn't you think that, you know, a bear on cocaine is in the woods, that there'd be a lot more scenes where people are, like, running or, like, moving around? Everything takes place with the bear is, like, stationary. Like they're at the Abe Vigoda scene there for like 15 minutes, just sitting there. Yeah, I wanted to see some actual action going on. Yeah. It was just a lack of action in my eyes. Is probably
other than the ambulance. What's the scene. Big?
That yeah, was other like, than that,
that was it.
Yeah. Even the finale when they're on the cliff edge, they're all just standing there. It's like that's not a good action movie, or what this is wanting to be in my eyes.
Yeah, I think that's what I was expecting too.
As an actress, she's Elizabeth Banks. As a director, Elizabeth Stanks.
Good. I'm glad you went with Stanks. That's where I was going to.
Bazang! Got her!
Yeah, we need a female equivalent of Godim. Godier. No.
No.
Figure that out, listener. Figure it out. Join the Discord.
I did read that. I don't see how it's gonna happen. Matthew Reese wants to do like a prequel to this movie about like his character.
That's the movie.
isn't that just Blow?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have already seen that movie.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And TV show. It like that has been done, Matthew Reese. I would still like to see it though, because that character did look fun. So, I don't know. Good ending, too. for his for his character.
So the other thing I don't get, you know, they're on the cliff. Ray Liotta is like the only one with a, well, I think his son has a gun, but he's got a gun. He was like, they're too close on me. You could still shoot something with a rifle. Just those bears are like on your ankles. You don't need to like get kick way them. Up. Just kick them. Or kick them. Yeah.
At any point, they're right by your feet. They're not really doing anything. Just kick them.
They're right on the cliff's edge.
That's your work. Just kick. Kick the bear. I bet you that works.
It's a baby.
Bear. We're talking about the babies. Yeah. But again, we're kick the babies so they fall in the water and then swim to safety.
Like, someone isolate that.
Yeah.
Alex saying kick the babies off a cliff into the water.
And cut out the bears part. Yeah.
Just
kick the babies under the water. I don't understand. What's the problem here? Why did he throw the gun to O'Shea Jackson?
He wanted them to shoot the baby bears.
The guy has three fingers on his hand. He literally has one hand he can use. Why is he throwing the gun to him? He cannot shoot a gun. He cannot shoot. Stupid.
You know,
it's supposed to be stupid though. So I don't know.
But it wasn't. That's the thing. If they made it where it was supposed to be stupid and fun, it'd be different. So before I watched the movie, and if I would have heard King's take, I would have been like, he's fucking crazy. He's crazy. But after watching the movie, yeah, I'm with him on this.
I'm a truth teller. What can I say?
Wow. This is wild. This is wild that this podcast doesn't like Cocaine Bear. This is wild.
It's in the middle. It's not good enough to be good, and it's not bad enough to be good. In the middle of it.
It's not a great movie. It's not a horrible movie, in my opinion. I would say I did enjoy this movie. I laughed at parts of this movie, which is a good thing. But yeah, it's not great cinema or anything. So yeah, it's not what we were expecting, which might hurt the way we feel about it too. Is maybe we had it put on a pedestal. Because it's a movie called Cocaine Bear, and we were expecting it to be the best thing ever, and it's not the best thing ever, so we're therefore thinking it's dog shit, which
We'll see when we rate it, where we're at.
We will.
And it has spawned terrible movies like Crackoon and such. So,
see, I bet Crackoon,
no!
I would like it more than this.
No!
Because it's going to be bad. And it's going to be low budgeted, and they're not going to try to make it good.
So is that my movie next week? Crack.
Yes, if you can find it.
Oh, that's got to be an Amazon movie, right? It has to be. Has to be. I did write down some quotes from the kid. You want to hear them?
Because they were good.
The kid was funny. Let's see. So this is when the kids first find the thing, the bag of cocaine. And he says, he tries to convince her that he's done cocaine before. And he's like, I do cocaine behind church with Falk. I can't do cocaine while I'm exercising, which I thought was
smart. You don't want your heart to explode.
Yep. Safety first.
Yeah, it's really smart. Dancing. That's what that, I mean, just again, pro tip, you know. and then when he watches somebody die, he's like, I'd love to not remember that. Seems like the sort of thing that will stay with a man forever, though.
Yeah.
That's a great
He was
line.
Very good.
That's a great
He was very
line.
Good.
And then what was the other one? At the end, where he's like, I'm Henry, and I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah. Oh, I got some bad news. Crackoon is only in post-production right now.
Oh,
man.
Tagline, Crackoon. Crack kills.
Oh, cinema. Martin Scorsese. Yeah. Oh, he's jealous.
Yeah. Is it 4 hours? Because I won't watch it unless it's
four. Oh my There's god!
A, well, the director's cut's 4 hours.
There you go.
On another Snyder tangent, cut. This new Martin Scorsese movie. He's just being a dick at this point, being like, oh, "It's 4 hours and 20 minutes with Leonardo DiCaprio. You're gonna watch it, ah, oh, cinema."
And he's right. We're all gonna watch it. Eh, so.
I ain't going to the theaters. I'll wait till it comes out on Netflix or Apple.
I don't know how I don't know how De Niro could keep shooting movies, but he's on set for like 6 months.
Ugh. It's all CGI at this point with him.
Oh. Hey, fucking Irishman! Yeah. His CGI has asked the young.
The Irishman and Wisconsin versus Oregon in the Rose Bowl really set off the pandemic. Yeah.
Like, the true cause of the pandemic.
That's what invented the coronavirus, if we're being honest. Wisconsin's offense and the Irishman.
Yeah. Now the Oregon and Michigan State game. Oh, nearly destroyed college. Well,
it did kill Redbox, essentially. Yeah.
It absolutely did. It absolutely did. Was this Pee Wee Herman's last movie?
Well, technically, because I think it was an old. I don't think that was actually him.
It was it was an old clip of like commercials where like.
So technically, it was him and Ray Liotta's the last thing they appeared.
Yeah,
in.
Crazy. Yeah. So, because they were showing like the "This Is Your Brain on Drugs" commercial,
the old '80s, yeah, the old '80s anti-drug.
Pee Wee holding a little vial of crack, which was crazy.
He just probably put that right in his pocket, offset.
Just, what was the other line? It was like it's like holding a gun to your head
and pulling the trigger. I don't remember that guy.
I don't either,
was.
Dude. The '80s drug propaganda was crazy.
There is something about Pee Wee Herman doing an anti-drug ad while he's talking to couches and clocks. And Lawrence Fishburne hops out of nowhere as a cowboy.
Exactly.
He did have a great line when he was like trying to arrest him up on the pagoda. He's like, hey, this is Reagan now. That's 15 years a minimum. Mm-hmm. And Reagan's cracking down. That's 15 years.
All right, let's grade this thing, huh?
Yep.
Got a few minutes. Ski, it is your movie. You go first.
I have to set the bar.
Yep.
So King gave Winnie the Pooh a 1.
Which was the high bar.
The high bar.
Yeah.
This movie is...
You love your kids more than anyone else does.
Yes.
That's what that was.
Yeah, your movie, you got to go high, right? So let's see what you got, Ski.
If it wasn't for the kid actor in this movie, it would be lower. But I'm going to give it a flat 2. Wow.
What are we going out of?
I think we're going out of 5 this week, Alex.
Going out of 5. Okay. All right. We'll go out of 5.
This just in, we are going out of 5.
So 2 out of 5, Ski?
Yep.
Okay. I think you should go, King.
1.5. Yeah, I'm like the divorced dad with stepkids now. So I picked a 1 on mine, got a 2 on the other side. Yeah, they're better at school. They're not that much better, so it's a 1.5. We'll meet in the middle.
But a little better, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a little better.
It is, I'll say it again, it is wild that this podcast doesn't like Cocaine Bear. Like, that is insane to me.
I felt bamboozled.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with King. This should have been a 4 out of 5 movie in my eyes.
Yeah. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us, and it was a dud.
Willy's Wonderland is what I was hoping this movie level was at.
Thank you.
And it was not anywhere near it.
Yeah. Well, the movie needed Cage.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's what they need.
Hey, where else did the $35 million go? Like, you can't get Nicolas Cage to be in this?
I want to see Elizabeth Banks as like taxes. I think there are some funny.
Show us your taxes, you coward.
You coward. I'm going to give this a, I'll give it a 2.5. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, you guys remember in like the 90s and the early 2000s during the NBA dunk contest?
Celebrations.
You hold everyone back. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's what that looked like. You're Kevin Garnett holding back people who aren't around him.
I got a camcorder. A 2.5.
A camcorder. They absolutely would bring camcorders to the All-Star Dunk Contest and then hold people back who weren't there with their other arm.
Oh, yeah.
Good on the highest grade being a 50%.
Yeah.
We did well, I think, on this. Yeah. We did well.
You can now play football at Florida State, Cocaine Bear. You're eligible.